welcome to this special day of honoring veterans. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. In the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that, having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Please be seated.
The prophet Amos offers a sobering message. Outward signs of religion don't trick God into thinking you're faithful. Judgment for our sinful ways is real. A reading from the book of Amos, the word of the Lord. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark without a ray of brightness? I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs, I will not listen to the music of your harps, but let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. The word of the Lord. Today's psalm is Psalm 70, found on page 3 of your bulletin. Let us read it together. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those who seek my life be ashamed and altogether dismayed. Let those who take pleasure in my misfortune draw back and be disgraced. Let those who say to me, aha, and gloat over me turn back because they are ashamed. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say forever, great is the Lord. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come to me speedily, O God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. To Unlike pagan teachings and practices surrounding those who have died, Paul's message to the Thessalonians encourages them to understand that because God in Christ, they too will be resurrected. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord according to Matthew. In the book of Amos, we heard the warning that the end of the age is coming, and if you were not right with God, it would be troublesome. Then in Thessalonians, we had the encouragement that those who in Christ were at peace with God would meet him in the air and not to worry about that end. Then in the Gospel in Matthew 25, this is the parable of the five foolish bridesmaids or five foolish virgins versus the five wise ones, talking about the importance of preparation. Starting at verse 1, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The five who were foolish didn't take enough olive oil for their lamps, but the other five were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. And at midnight they were roused by the shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out quick and meet him." And all the bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. Then the five foolish ones asked the others, "Please give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." But the others replied, "We don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourselves." But while they were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and then those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was locked. Later, when the other five bridesmaids returned, they stood outside calling, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he called back, "Believe me, I don't know you. So you too must keep watch, for you do not know the day nor hour of my return." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So tonight I want to speak, or rather this morning I want to speak to you about this special gospel of the bride's grooms. And my context is Friday and Saturday I was at the wedding of one of my granddaughters in toward the south of Ohio. It was a very remote area where the last 30 to 40 minutes I was driving on gravel roads, and if it wasn't for GPS there would be no way to find it. But it's one of these remote sites that is very popular prior to the pandemic, they would be busy every weekend from the middle of March through the end of November, but very different. And because of the issues of COVID virus, this was instead of a very large gathering, there were about 30 people there. But it was still a wonderful time, and it was a blessing to be involved just as a guest, not as an officiant at all. So thinking about the wedding and thinking about what's involved in our lives, we spend a lot of our time in preparation for what's to come. The months of preparation that Eva and Tristan, the bride and groom, had in preparing for the wedding was incredible. We would talk every once in a while about their plans. But it happens in every part of our lives. Think of just having babies. Kids crawl in preparation of walking. They begin to babble in preparation for talking. We send them to preschool and kindergarten in preparation for elementary school, which is prep for middle school and high school, which is prep for college and for work and for marriage and the rest of life. We are always in preparation for what the future has. And sometimes we forget the joy and the importance of what we're actually doing versus what we're preparing for. Right now, some of you are preparing for the holidays. In the days of my wife, early the first week in November is when she'd have me get out the Christmas trees that she would decorate. Since I'm living with my brother, that will happen about a week and a half before Christmas. And it's a tree about this high that comes pre-decorated. We just have to plug it in. So preparation changes sometimes. But sometimes when unexpected events happen in the midst of our preparation, it changes our focus. Who could possibly have been prepared for the pandemic and all of the impact that it's had on our lives since that started? And it's still going on, not just in our country, but around the world. It's a powerful impact. How do we prepare for it? We couldn't. But now how do we cope with it in the middle of it? And as our lives are filled with preparation for the activities of life, what I'd like you to think about is that whatever the span of your life is, we're promised today that it's important that we prepare not just for what's happening here, but for eternity. That's a part of the warning of Amos and also of this parable of the bridegroom and the 10 bridesmaids. And the real focus of the story is that the bridesmaids are waiting. The concept in Jesus' day was the bridegroom would go after the engagement has been formalized, and he would spend about a year adding, likely in addition to the house of his parents, which would be the home for he and his bride. And then he would come back when everything was ready for his bride. It was generally known when that would be, but the exact time would always be a surprise. And so when it was announced in the parable that he was coming, the concept is that the wedding party were supposed to be ready no matter what, no matter what time it was, no matter how late it was. And in this case, he was delayed. And that caused tremendous grief for five of the bridesmaids. But here are three things I'd like you to think about in terms of the parable. First of all, the bridegroom, of course, represents Christ, who's coming back. And the wedding party needed to stay ready in the same way that in our preparation for life, no matter where we are, we need to be prepared for the bridegroom, who is Christ, that he will come back at any time. We don't know when, and we don't know whether it happens at the end of our life on earth or at the end of all time, but we are called to prepare. And the second thing, when you think about that, is the focus of what happens at the end in light of what Amos said, which can be imposing. Listen to 2 Peter 3:10. The day of the Lord will come like a thief, which means don't know when. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. It's a time that we need to prepare for because it's coming. And in Thessalonians, again, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, The voice of the archangel is like the voice of the shout in the parable, the bridegroom is coming. We understand that when Jesus comes back, there'll be no time to prepare. That time is then over. So that's one thing, the bridegroom. A second thing in the parable that's important is the five foolish bridesmaids. They couldn't borrow what they needed. Likewise, a person can't borrow a relationship with the Lord. You have to develop it. Tammy and I had three children. We wanted to give our faith to our children. We couldn't do that. We could teach them what we believe and try to live what we believed, but it was on them as they matured. And by God's grace, each of them has come to a personal relationship with Jesus. It's wonderful, but it's not our faith, it's their faith. And then the third thing is the oil, which represents the presence of God in our life. It's the oil that keeps the fire of our relationship with him burning. It's one of those things that we can't assume, we can't impose. It's important that we understand that oil has to be there, which comes from a personal relationship of God. It's only his sustained presence, even when we go through challenging times like we're in right now, that if we have the oil of his presence, which is the Holy Spirit, then we have strength to continue. When I was packing for this trip to a country that looked so remote, even though GPS by God's grace worked, like I have done when I go to third world countries, I take a power pack that can charge my phone for up to 24 hours so that if there's no access to electricity, I can still keep in contact with the outside world. And we need that in our lives. You can't substitute other people for that. It's something that you have to have for yourself. And to me, the power pack that we have for ourselves is daily prayer with the Lord, ongoing prayer with the Lord. And the second one is daily encounter with the Lord in his word, that prayer and God's word are what sustains us. It's our battery pack that is always available to us when we are vulnerable or at our weakest point. It's one of those things that if we forget, like the five foolish bridesmaids, we can come to a place where we just have ourselves. And so I encourage you this today and this week to think about that. Are you, in effect, charged up? Are you like the five bridesmaids who are preparing for not simply what happens today, but what happens at the end of days? As you think about that, I want to close with Isaiah 40, 28 through 29. When you think about when we are at our vulnerable days, surely you know, surely you've heard, the Lord is the God who lives forever, who created all the world. He does not become tired or weary or need to rest. No one can understand how great his wisdom is. He gives strength to those who are tired and more power to those who are weak. When you feel at that point, you have his strength and his power through his Holy Spirit, through God's word, and through personal prayer. It's such an important part of our life that you can't prepare to face life alone and succeed. You and I need him in our lives. That's what gathering together is about on Sunday mornings and gathering together in prayer at home in the morning. So I encourage you to really focus on that for yourself. Let's stand now together as we confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people, form 5, starting on page 5 of the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Church of God, that it may be filled with truth and love and be found without fault at the day of your coming, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Archbishop Welby, our presiding Bishop Curry, our own bishops, Hollingworth, and Love, for all bishops and all other ministers, and for all the holy people of God, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Christ, that our divisions may cease, that all may be one as you and the Father are one, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Jesus, Lord Christ, for the mission of the church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in positions of public trust, that they may serve justice and promote dignity and freedom of every person, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, for those present and those absent, that we may be delivered from hardness of heart and show forth your glory in all that we do, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have commended themselves to our prayers, for our families, friends, and neighbors, that being freed from anxiety, they may live in joy, peace, and health. For those on our prayer list, Lillian Quasley, Ed Quasney, Joan Joy, Mary Lou Dixon, Marilyn Decker, Stacy Smith, Bob Allen, Karen Zolar, Rose Walker, Barb Frank, Lois Zolar, Arthur Beal, Michael Ulrich, Sharon Rice, George Belinsky, Bill and Judy Arkley, Steve Boyce, Shirley Moore, Lucille Benedict, Dave Lupecht, Denise Geyer Keller. We pray for the Friends of Advent, Tony Coma, wife of Pastor Coma, Dr. Richard Lutz, Ken and Jim, Betty Clark, the Eliza Jennings residents, Liz Schilling, friend of Joanne Beck, Stella, friend of Beth Cummings, Tina, friend friend of Bet Cummings, residents of Pinzone Tower, Will Hayes, friend of Cynthia Sebelek, Gabe, grandson of Jan and Mary Nagy. We ask for safety protection for David Arkley, who's a detective of police, son of Bill and Judy Arkley, and for Rachel Moffitt, ER nurse, daughter of Bill and Judy Arkley. This we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who have died in the communion of your church, and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints they may rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ, our God.
To you, O Lord, our God.
Let us pray together. Our Father in heaven, we pray with open hearts and minds to know your will for us. Reveal to us the initiatives we should take for nourishing ourselves with your word, for supporting each other in Christian fellowship, for taking the gospel to outside communities, and for loving and serving others in the power of your Spirit. We gratefully have asked your encouragement you have provided for us in this season. We are grateful for our lay leadership and shouldering of extra burdens. Lord, we ask that you lay bare the hearts of this congregation and open each one of us to every new day. Open to us what you have for our future as a new church family in Christ. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of the Lord be with you. Now, in a mask-clad way, share that with those around you.
Welcome to the Advent Episcopal Church Veterans Roll Call. Max will display a new gift to the Advent of a military flag displaying the five emblems of each branch of the service. Lovely gift. Thank you. Some Veteran Day's facts. Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day on November 11, 1919, the first anniversary of the end of World War I, Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance, and November 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938. Unlike Memorial Day, Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially giving thanks to living veterans who served their country honorably during war or peacetime. Veterans Day occurs on November 11th each year in the United States in honor of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 that signaled the end of World War I, known as Armistice Day. In 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. In 1968, the Uniform Holidays Bill was passed by Congress, which moved the celebration of Veterans Day to the fourth Monday in October. The law went into effect in 1971. In 1975, President Gerald Ford returned Veterans Day to November 11th due to the important historical significance of the date. Veterans Day commemorates veterans of all wars. As we read the Advent Episcopal Church's Veterans Roll Call, please stand as you are able, as your name or family member's name is read. Then please sit as the next name is called. We will now read the roll call.
Robert Arkley, Army.
William Arkley, Navy.
Ray Augustine, Army.
Ray Augustine, Jr., Marines.
Norman Bauer, Army.
Louis Bassoni, Army Air Corps.
Mike Bassoni, Army.
Ray Bassoni, Army.
Bill Campbell, Army.
Constantine Cratchaw, Navy.
Charles Day, Army.
Veterans, you may please sit after your name is called. Just stand as your name is being read. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, where did you leave them, Max?
Charles Day, Army.
Gotcha, thank you. Michael Duenas, Coast Guard.
Scott Duenas, Navy.
Terry Duenas, Navy.
Jeff Edwards, Army.
Gerald Edwards, Air Force.
Jim Edwards, Army.
Joel Edwards, Army.
Debbie Evans, Army.
Frederick Evans, Army.
Frederick Sonny Evans, Army.
Alan Finch, Marines.
Bruce Finch, Army.
David Finch, Air Force.
Ernie Finch, Army Air Corps.
James Frank Sr., Army Air Corps.
Jason Frank, Marines.
Max Gage, Army.
Xander Garakas, Army.
John R. Geyer, Air Force.
Christopher Green, Marines.
Gary Graham, Marines.
Ron Haberly, Army.
Nick Hobson, Marines.
Dean Howard, Navy.
Theodore Howard, Navy.
Bob Joy, Navy.
William J. Geller, Senior, Army.
Arthur Kelly, Navy.
Ed Quasney, Navy.
Gregory Lynn, Marines.
Patrick Luciola, Navy.
Eugene Martin, Air Force.
Lee Meadowcraft, Army.
Waldemir Meckes, Jr., Marines.
Chuck Merriam, Air Force.
Don Moore, Jr., Army Air Corps.
Charles Nagy, Merchant Marine Navy.
Jerry Nagy, Army.
Thomas Reed, Army Air Corps.
Kelly Rice, Army.
Tim Rothrock, Army.
Stephen Sobolich, Marines.
Richard Seeley, Army.
Joshua Smith, Marines.
Roy Smith, Army.
Alex Tibbs, Air Force.
John Urbis, Army.
Alan Webb, British Royal Navy.
Margaret Webb, Women's Royal Navy Service.
Stuart J. Wells, Royal Canadian Army.
David R. White, Army.
Hank Willoughby, Navy.
Brian Witt, Army.
Wesley Witt, Army.
Frederick Wood, Army Air Corps.
Chester Robleski, Army.
If there are any other veterans present not read from the roll call, please stand now, give your name and branch of service. Okay, we're going to do a special presentation right now. We will now present an Army pin to the present Army veteran with the earliest date of service. I know of one veteran that's here today that entered the service in 1953. Is there any Army veteran earlier than 1953? Raise your hand if you saw. All right, at this time I'm going to present the Army Strong pin to Bill Campbell.
At this time, we will honor each branch of service with our musical anthem. All present veterans, please stand as you are able, as your branch of service anthem is played. Navy. The Coast Guard. Air Force. Army. Marines. We now ask all veterans present to stand once more to be recognized. Veterans, please remain standing as Pastor Paul leads us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of these present and absent who have staked their lives for the defense of our nation. We ask your blessing upon them, upon their family, and their heritage. And we ask that in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This concludes the 2020 Advent Episcopal Church Veterans Roll Call. Thank you all for your service, and may God bless you.
You know, stuff doesn't happen around here without people having a passion for a ministry. And it's clear to all of us this morning that Bruce Finch has a real passion for the ministry of veterans, honoring them, remembering them, lifting them up in prayer. So, Bruce, we give you thanks for all your dedication to veterans. We give you thanks for the work that you've done in putting this service together. We thank you for your service to this country. Several prayer notices this morning. We have, as we do every Sunday, at 10 o'clock service, there will be someone to pray in the back with you during communion for prayers of thanks, prayers of need, whatever is on your heart. Cynthia Sambalish is renewing prayers on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. So if you'd like to come and pray here in the sanctuary at 9 o'clock on every Wednesday morning, please join Cynthia in that prayer activity. Today being the second Sunday of the month, we will also be having intercessory prayer after the 10 o'clock service. We'll be meeting here in the sanctuary, so if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. There's a sign-up sheet back at the rear entrance to the church, to the sanctuary. If you'd like to add names for us to pray, not only today, but for the ensuing month, we welcome you to do that. Advent, the season of Advent, is shortly upon us. Joanne has a notice here in the bulletin asking that anyone who's willing and interested in reading the Advent readings on the Sundays during Advent, please turn your name in to Joanne and let her know of your willingness to do that. Advent becomes Christmas, and so poinsettias, sign-up sheets are here. It seems strange, especially when it's supposed to get up to 70 degrees today, it seems strange to be talking about the season of Advent and poinsettias for Christmas, but it's not far away. Finally, I'd like to amplify a notice in the bulletin about stewardship. Hopefully you received a letter from us this week, and if not, you should receive it the first part of next week with this year's stewardship letter and campaign. We pray that you will lift up to the Lord what he lays on your heart to contribute to Advent's ministry in terms of time, talent, and treasure. And if you'd like to get a pledge card and haven't yet received one in the mail, I think there's some in the back that the ushers can give you. So, peace be with you.
I agree with Dick. It's hard to imagine poinsettias when we could be outside this afternoon in shorts. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. As the offering is brought forward, please join with me in the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Continue with the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, creator of the light and source of life, who has made us in thine image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we have fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. Our Lord stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner also, he took a cup and he gave it to them and said, "Take and drink of this cup, for this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. And sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Please join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. These gifts of God are for the people of God. I invite you to come in faith and receive. Thank you. It's always amazing to me how the music stops just at the right time. Please join with me in the post-communion prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to live and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joyfully and in peace to serve the Lord.